From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into this Thursday morning edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready. Clark Ford Studio. First couple shows today. Be back with Hand Raised Guys tonight around 7, but first things first.
Just FYI on that, probably about 10 minutes late tonight. So if you're getting impatient at 7, we're getting there. I've got to get Carson somewhere this evening, and he'll be finished around 6:30. So he might start on time, but I might just buy myself an extra 10 to 15 minutes here.
Okay. So we will discuss a little bit this morning, Arkansas and Ole Miss, Razorbacks 64, Rebels 55 yesterday. We'll talk about tampering that we knew existed, but I was glad somebody wrote a story about it, put anything out in the public domain from that standpoint. Another day of the topic that, frankly, I'm tired of discussing, and I don't really have anything new to add, so I'd like to even avoid that if possible for most of the show.
Point, you know, my mother and mom, if you're watching, good morning.
Uh-huh. She does some.
She does watch sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's good advice. Most of us don't take it. I certainly have not done a good job of taking it over the years. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah. Are we there?
Oh, I'm there. Well, I could say a lot.
We might could get into that. Okay, just
I
hold
could
that.
I could say a lot.
That's a decent spin to it that I actually have a thought or two.
And in fact, I could say a lot about a lot of different people involved in this, and not much of it would be positive.
Okay. Well, we might get there.
And I'm not sure I'd be wrong, but it's probably ill-advised.
Yeah, we might start there in a minute. We'll see. Anyway. Okay. All right. Podcast brought to you every day by the Oxford Exxon Highway 6 West in Oxford. Still trying to give you $10. Hopefully you're taking advantage of that, because all you got to do is take a picture of the QR code right there at the pump. You get 1,000 points with the Exxon mobile app. 1,000 points equals $10, including at the pump you were filling up at the time. Also, plenty of items at the convenience store, clean convenience store, good gas prices, and more there with the Oxford Exxon and all Blue Sky locations throughout Mississippi. Lunch specials, $5.69, two sides, bread, 32-ounce drinks. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi. 662-257-1900 is the number. Call it. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. Right to the bottom line, no hassle, no haggle. You get your quote, and the rest is completely up to you. You can shop that quote around. You can do what you want with it. It's your quote. It's your time. You can do what I've done, what I recommend that you do, and that's hop into a Clark Ford today. Why? Well, the product's really good. Just as importantly, maybe more importantly, the service is amazing. They'll take extra care of you when you're a Clark Ford customer. Corey wants to be your car guy. He wants to be your truck guy. And he'll tell you what that means. You'll figure out what that means when you make the call. 662-257-1900. Guest, join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters on the Square in Oxford, a great place to grab a burger, po' boy, appetizers, just grab a beer, grab a cocktail, whatever the case may be. Enjoy yourself there at Rafters. NFL playoffs on Sunday. You got a day of college basketball on Saturday, including an Ole Miss home game against Kansas State. I think that tips at 3.
I can look it up, but I have no idea.
So, yeah, that's all of that at Rafters on the Square in Oxford, and also Rafters in New Albany.
It's a good time of the year just to go do the little spend the afternoon at the bar, find some games, do some things.
Yeah, sure.
It's a good time for that. I guess students are back and all, but
I got out yesterday.
Yep.
Because I had to get out. There's something going on in the house where I had to leave. And
there he is.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Okay.
I went to taco shop.
Okay, and just hung out?
And just sat there by myself, had a couple of tacos and some chips. I was the only person in there. It was absolutely fantastic.
You didn't have to put headphones in then.
No.
You were completely safe from even putting headphones in.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even, I hardly even looked at my phone. I just sat there in total silence, just stared at the wall.
What tacos did you get?
I got the steak and the chicken. Really.
You got out there, didn't you?
Yeah.
I
wasn't particularly experimental. I've had just about every one of their tacos.
Taco shop's good.
Yeah, the barbacoa was really good. I just was in the mood just for
basic.
Yeah, just
today's not the day to go try the exotic.
It was just one of those days where just stay in the middle of the road. You know,
Fair enough. A couple different things here, and I guess one of these I probably need to write a little bit about because I know people are losing their minds. Talked to Keith Carter yesterday. There is no cost for students this year. I don't really know where that came from. I don't know if somebody found an old link. I don't know what happened there, but I've been assured that everything is full go. You do not have to pay if you're a student for the student section in right field. You're good. It's all fine.
I just assumed
that was a COVID policy because of the limited attendance or whatever. And after that, it's like, no, have at it.
So. I agreed with what Brian Rippey wrote yesterday on Twitter. Okay. I assumed it was just a way of paying the band that's going to be playing in the tent.
Speaking of that, that is not done. I've been told as well that it is not complete. It is not finished. That there was some, hated that
a brick.
That impartial or that incomplete photos were spread around with that, but it is not the way it seemed. I've been told. So.
Keith was not totally amused with.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not trying to put words in his mouth or read tone necessarily, but I think there was just frustration of, hey, at least judge it when it's done. Like, if we still have a problem, then okay, but, and in a lot of ways, it's just trying to figure out ways to get fans to the game because they've continued to sell a crap ton of season tickets. And when you've sold close to 8,000 season tickets, they're trying to find extra ways to have people have availabilities to get into the game. So yeah, that's that. So those two things. Students, you're all good. Come, go, be merry. And then yeah, the other thing's not complete, but I don't know really what
it is. Lowe's Outdoor Center.
Again, I don't know. I'm not defending. I'm just telling you it's not done. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, that was actually, Ben, that's worth talking about. I kind of forgot about that.
All right, so for the people who aren't in the stream that here, Ben says, anyone here, his being Keith, I assume Keith's right?
Keith's yeah, it was an interview with Keith and Richard Cross on Super Talk yesterday.
So he says, interesting what the Oxford Chamber and the Economic Development are proposing to do with NIL.
All right, so what's going on is here locally, the Oxford Lafayette County, Lafayette County Oxford, I don't really know how they, it's kind of like the SEC Big 12 Challenge. I'm not really sure which way is what. They're entering into a deal with their chamber members, an NIL deal with Ole Miss, that how much ever money is raised through that gets put together and then divided among all student athletes at Ole Miss, and they're given a monthly check. They can partner with businesses inside the chamber for the, again, there's transactions needed here. You're not just handing checks off.
Right.
It can be that. It can be promoting the chamber. There's lots of ways to get every player involved to whatever extent is necessary to satisfy that transaction. But either way, and I don't know the exact math, but
this is a deal that would go across athletics.
Across all student athletes.
Right.
Matt Corral would get the same amount as Julia Johnson, which would get the same amount as Tim Elko on down the list.
Gotcha.
The example that was given to me was that every kid probably $200 to $250 a month, something like that, when it
sure.
gets whatever. And again, that's something. That's whatever. What's
well, as the father of two college kids, I can tell you
that would matter.
They would not turn down $250.
Well, I mean, that's whatever of rent. That's whatever. I mean, that's
sure.
a substantial. That is a not insignificant amount of money. There's no doubt about that. What is good about, because I talked to a couple people yesterday, and some, and I'll just be honest, we'll go across the board because it's a podcast. There's some people that are frustrated because that is a lot of money being put together that is not being put toward the football NIL or the basketball NIL or the, you know what I mean? Where in their minds, that's a really lot of money that's then being spread out in it from an overall insignificant way in their opinion. There are those people out there. What I like about it is that that's being done the right way. Obviously, it's a very just straightforward, here's an extra benefit. And if somebody wants to do that and go, hey, no, I want to contribute across the board, then you have that ability and that's where you go. As of right now, like the Grove Collective with those guys, they're focusing football only until it spreads enough or they feel like they can scatter other sports. So if you want to contribute it to just football, then you can do that route. There's something for everybody in this, and I thought that was why it was probably a pretty good idea yesterday. I thought it was a neat deal. It's groceries. It's a lot of stuff. I mean, it's $250 a month. So, between Ole Miss was out front of maybe everybody in the country in those Austin payments, which was like $6,000 or whatever it was. there's some stuff being pieced together here that again is not insignificant. So that's what that was yesterday. That's what the chamber's doing. That's what the Economic Foundation is doing, or Development Foundation is doing. But again, it's got to raise money. I mean, we don't know the total yet, so you don't know what that comes out to be. But whatever the amount is, it will all go into the pile. It will be then spread out to all student athletes and distributed at that point. So, yeah, again, it's just something. Because otherwise, let's be honest, most people are dealing with football. Like, the other athletes would be pretty far down the list by the time people get to it right now with it so new and so with it what it is. So, something for everybody there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have any really other crazy opinions about it, but that's the deal. But I'm glad you reminded me because I completely forgot about it, to be honest. I saw the press release yesterday, and then it just sort of went over my head. I don't have room for anything that's not Trigger Dart related right now, it feels like.
You in the mood to decipher tweets and emojis?
I know people hate when we did the stream. JM, what are we talking about? It says Ole Miss NIL deal is close. It's not connected to the larger network, and the entire thing is disorganized. I don't know that anything's this unorganized.
It's incredibly organized. It's quite organized. Here's the deal. There are people out there that are frustrated. I'm trying to do this without like throwing people under the bus.
Sure.
There are people out there that are frustrated that the people who want to do this the wrong way aren't getting the traction. And here's the truth. In fairness to at least one of the people who initially was going to do it the wrong way, when he realized just how problematic that was going to be, he slowed down. Mm-hmm. Maybe stopped.
Yeah, assuming we're referring to the same thing, I think it's pretty above board at this point. Yeah.
You look, here's the thing, and I had this conversation with somebody yesterday. If the numbers that are out there about Texas A&M, for example, are true, and I think they're pretty close.
Even if they're double. I mean, look, even if they're way off, it's still a substantial situation. Yeah.
But I think the numbers are pretty close. I don't know that Ole Miss is ever going to be able to compete with it. Now, neither will Alabama. Neither will Auburn.
A&M gets this. Say it is true, 100%.
Okay.
You go 8-4 again, that number ain't happening again.
Right, right.
I mean, there's a certain amount of, hey, when at some point they're unhappy because he can't win the title and that number comes down.
There's a word that comes up a lot when you talk to people in anything, business,
yeah, sure,
athletics, and the word sustainable.
Yeah, sure.
Can you raise $30 million 1 year? Sure.
Yeah.
Can you do it again? I don't know.
Yeah.
No one knows. So for Ole Miss, the key is, in schools like Ole Miss, the key is do it the right way and do it in a way that is sustainable. And frankly, that's what the Grove Collective people are doing. Now, to do that, it's got to be above board. You can't give them money until they arrive on campus and are enrolled in class as a student athlete. And then there has to be a transaction. And look, the transaction can be quasi-bogus.
Sure.
But there has to be a transaction. For example, if someone were to come, the NCAA were to come, let's use Chance Campbell and us as an example, so we're not picking on anybody. If someone came and said, we're investigating that, okay. Did we file the NIL paperwork? We did. Did we go through compliance? We did. Did he get a 1099? He did. Did he get paid? He did. Were those payments documented? They were. Was there a work product? 15 of them. Here they are. Next. But if you can't check those boxes, it's not NIL. And that's the part that people are frustrated with. They're like, but we're losing because we're not offering recruits. You can't offer recruits anything other than a word of mouth promise. Hey, if you go there, there are NIL opportunities that are coming your way. Wink, wink.
Yeah. And now we'll get into a story from The Athletic where they're saying these promises are getting pretty exorbitant.
They are. But, and you've touched on this before, so I'm going to give you the credit. If you tell me, hey, Neil, we're going to this restaurant, and when we go there, the food is freaking amazing, the drinks are awesome, the service is fantastic, everyone's going to be nice to you, someone's going to come over and give you a shoulder massage while you wait on your cocktail, okay? Sounds great. Now, I get there, and the food sucks. There is no massage. You can't get a drink. The service is sucky. I'm going to look at you and go, hey, man, you sort of overpromised. And when you go, hey, let's go back to restaurant A, I'm like, nah, dude, I'm never going there again. And in fact, I'm going to tell my friends not to listen to you again about that place.
Yeah, sure.
So when if we use Kentucky, just out of the blue, makes promises. If they deliver on those promises, well, now you can make those promises again. But if you don't deliver on those promises, the word's going to get out. It's been a problem for a certain school in the SEC West over the years.
Yes.
As the word got out that, hey, man, they make promises and they don't deliver. Mm-hmm. So when you make these promises, you do have to follow through or else it becomes more difficult to trick the next guy.
Yeah.
The current class is kind of guinea pigs, man.
Here's a couple different things, too. One, once a couple years goes on here, everybody's going to figure out the best practice for NIL or different things that everybody else is doing. And as long as their state allows it from a law standpoint, which is something I'm writing about for tomorrow, they're all going to copy each other. There's going to end up being one streamlined effort once everybody kind of figures out what the best practice is across the board. Two, the really good, I'm using the word trust or collectives or whatever it is around the country, they're helping students out by, here's one thing they're doing, taking the taxes out at the beginning and offering that service to these kids to go, hey, we're going to go ahead and pull all that. You're good. Now here's your lump sum.
And they're like, whoa, what do you mean taxes?
But that's way better than the other side where you go, because this way you can tell the kid, hey, so you're not having to worry about how much do I leave out and I don't know the numbers and whatever and I don't get stuck. We're going to do it for you right now. We're going to tell you this is what it's going to be. Look, I'm showing you, pulling it out, we're going to put it over here, and then now here, go.
Yeah,
net
do
money,
what you want.
Have at it. Yeah.
Right.
That's huge. That's like status number one for what all these things should be doing.
But, you know, I was talking to someone with national knowledge on this topic who said, if it goes unregulated, even some of the big programs, and this example that was used was Alabama, won't be able to compete and keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Because their donor base is not like what Texas A&M's is. They don't have all the companies in Texas, in Alabama. They don't have them here, obviously. I mean, Ole Miss can. I don't think Ole Miss can put together $30 million of NIL a year. I don't think that's
a
realistic thing. Any more than Southern Miss can put $6 million together.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, people go, well, this is going to change the sport. I think at worst, it just leaves the sport where it is today.
Well, that's the funny part of all this. Nobody's moving up in pecking order for the most part. It's just changing the way business is done.
Yeah.
But it's not going, oh, wow, the power brokers are really getting moved. No.
Not really.
Yeah, Jackson State's doing all they can considering their station.
Sure. And these companies that are investing in Jackson State are going to have to ask themselves at the end of it, am I getting a return on my investment? Because
mm-hmm.
I mean, we've talked to people about NIL. People want to do NIL, but they want to get something out of it. I mean, if I'm going to do NIL and it takes up time, I've got to get compensated for my time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it for the generosity of my heart. It's not – the deal we did with Chance didn't grow our business 20-fold. You know, I mean, so if there's X on the table, yeah, I want my cut of that X. Now, my cut's going to be small, but I'm going to get paid for my time. And if I have to contract out production and stuff, I'm going to get compensated for that.
What was like some
I'm not
going
to spend money to do NIL. I'm not going to lose money to do NIL is what I'm saying. You know, and that's – I don't think that's a
– Well, it's like the criticism, but to some of the – and this isn't necessarily just Ole Miss. This is in general. I've seen it across the country. The collectives and the people that are trying to provide the wide-scale NIL are catching criticism because they have administrative fees. Well, somebody has to do the freaking paperwork.
Yes.
But everything's not just done, oh, hey, give me 10 hours of your time today and we're not going to pay you for it. Like,
well, if you're doing the tax work, there's an accountant involved.
Yeah. I mean, there is a good bit of administrative stuff in these things.
I mean,
if they're done correctly.
I don't know how many people love university. You love your alma mater enough to lose money? I'm sure the answer for some people is yes. The answer for most people is no.
Yeah. That's kind of where it is. What happens? I don't know. Well, actually, we'll go to an Athletic story in a second, and I'll run over there. The Athletic talks about a couple different methods that they would like to do, from a window for transfer portal and some different things. But frankly, the problem is that nothing really, really works at all. No, my shirt's blue and purple. I'm not BYU today.
Purple Devils?
Well, there were purple. That's true.
Ah.
Speaking of deciphering.
Do you know something?
No. Okay. I did get that text from a lot of people going, hey, what does this mean? I went, are you seriously asking me, what does this mean?
Well, that's why I called you and said that last night, because my phone lit up with Purple Devils. I'm like, dude.
It was a glimpse into what we're dealing with, but beyond that, I got absolutely nothing.
Yeah. The whole, do you want to decipher the tweet? I do not. I don't.
It is a valid thought, though, that Lane essentially putting in who he is recruiting each day puts it's putting the pelts on the table. For a W or an L.
It is that. He is either publishing his W's or he is publishing his L's. And there have been some L's that have gotten published.
Yeah.
The wide receiver that went to Georgia. And I don't know whether he realizes he's doing it, but he's sort of pushing his cards to the middle of the table. I think he just thinks it's funny.
Yeah, because today it was Dart, Trigg, I'm assuming a Texas player because it was a Cal.
And it's not Cooks, because I asked about Cooks yesterday and they're not involved with him.
And then a dog that I have no idea. It appeared to be a dog, right? Was that a dog?
It looked like a dog.
Okay. But it wasn't a bulldog.
It was not specifically a bulldog. Maybe it was a collie?
Oh.
Is there someone from Texas A&M in the portal?
I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah,
this is like 10 days in a row he's done the skier and the palm tree.
Is it possible it's someone in Colorado? Maybe he just wants to go skiing. Is Kiffin ski?
Probably.
You ever snow skied?
No.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Is it?
Yeah. I hadn't snow skied in a long time. I'd love to go back and snow ski, but I was actually fairly good at it. Picked it up pretty quickly.
Completely different than water skiing.
Yeah, totally opposite. Different because the way you do your weight, but yeah.
Yeah.
I used to, we water skied as kids all the time. I loved it.
When you went to ULM, I mean.
I know. It was a natural fit for me to be a Warhawk.
I mean, Jesus.
Go to Lake Claiborne.
You could have been on the team.
Lake Darbone. We'd go up into Arkansas and go to Lake DeGray. My dad's family had land had a place at, is the lake in Tallulah. I can't think of it right now.
Yeah. Scenic.
It was a pretty lake.
Garden spot.
It was a pretty lake. The adults would get trashed and we would ski all day. It was fun.
I got a little lucky with the Wordle yesterday because I got the W pretty quickly and that opened up the word fast. Do I really do the Wordle if I don't tweet the Wordle? I don't know. Like, I don't know if that really counts if you don't tweet it out. Just like breaking news.
Way back, Reb asked, is it a coyote?
It did not look like a coyote, right?
It kind of looked like a dog, but I don't really know that I would know a coyote until I saw a coyote and someone said, hey, that's a coyote. Because a coyote kind of does look like a dog.
Okay. We're regressing a little bit. We'll continue with the portal talk and more in a second. First, tell you about GNM Pharmacy, South Lamar here in Oxford, 662-236-2222. They deliver locally in the Oxford area, and they also offer MedSync to fee prescriptions the same day each month and take care of you. One trip to the pharmacy, one delivery, and you have what you need when you need it with G&M. Also there in Holly Springs on the square with Tyson Drugs, and then they offer MedSync. Right Way Meds to individually package your medication for those who need that extra step. So that is G&M Pharmacy on South Lamar, 662-236-2222.
The Oxford Park Commission has started registration for both youth baseball and softball for the 2022 spring season. Leagues are open for ages 5 to 17 in baseball and 5 to 12 in softball. The cost is $50 per participant. Season begins on April 25th The games are played at M-Trade Park. Go to oxfordparkcommission.com before February the 20th to sign up. The Oxford Exxon Podcast, also brought to you by BroThrow, social sports betting network. It's free to use. It's a really cool, fun way to bet. No third party, no juice. Over time, that's going to save you money. You can start your own group, make friends, invite your friends. Payment happens within 24 hours of the conclusion of your bet. You can take the other side of an existing bet, start a new bet, and more at brothrow.com. We're also brought to you by Dead Soxy. Go to deadsoxy.com, deadsoxy.com. Enter the promo code Rebel Grove, and you get 25% off your order for the best socks you'll ever put on your feet at Dead Soxy. And we're brought to you by Game Changer Patch Company. I lost my spot. I apologize. It's the only two-patch system available in the market to stop hangovers before they start. The warm-up patch is used before or while you drink. The overtime patch is used after you've been drinking to recover while you sleep. The all-natural ingredients will keep you in the game, ready for the next play. So go to GameChangerPatch.com. Enter the promo code REBELGROVE20 at checkout for 20% off your purchase. And we're brought to you by ACS, Automation and Control Systems, LLC. Based in Baldwin, Mississippi, ACS is a complete electrical control system solution provider and a Rockwell Automation recognized system integrator. ACS has a full-time, dedicated emergency service and troubleshooting staff and a UL508A panel shop. To learn more, go to acsllcms.com. Again, that's acsllcms.com.
Podcast is brought to you by Johnston Hill Creamery. That is johnstonhillcreamery.com, 662-419-9201. So I've been telling you for about a week now, it is king cake season. You can pre-order those all the way through March 1st. Just need 24 hours notice to get those, multiple sizes, multiple flavors, and more. They look awesome. You can go to the Instagram page for Johnston Hill Creamery. That's just Johnston Hill Creamery on Instagram to see plenty of different options for that as well. They make all their cheeses in-house. You can stop in for that, add-on items, and plenty more. So right off, Molly Bar on White Oak Lane here in Oxford. Again, 662-419-9201. You mentioned that. I mean, look, we're all tired of it. It's been 10. It's been 14 days. It's been 8 weeks. I don't know. Whatever it is on this thing here.
It's been 90 years.
But here's the deal. For the most part, and now maybe I missed something. There for a few days, it was fairly obnoxious, and the tweets and the social media stuff from Trigg and Dart. It's calmed down for the most part. I haven't seen anything in the last few days. And other than the dad, but I mean, whatever. That's not that doesn't count. I mean, it plays into the overall narrative, but it doesn't really.
Does it count? I might argue there was more to be read into some of not the Purple Devils.
Okay.
But the part about the high school coach?
It's all that.
That's, to me, was really interesting. That was the one that I went.
But wasn't it referring to, like, the Saints or something? Wasn't it, like, something incredibly far-fetched?
It referred specifically to Jackson Dart at Ole Miss.
Did it? Yeah. I didn't see that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody got that? Just send it to me in the stream, DM, whatever. I guess my point is, if Jackson Dart doesn't show up somewhere and enroll somewhere by Monday, all he's doing is putting himself at a disadvantage. At the end of the day, he has no deadline. Jackson Dart has no deadline at all.
No.
So while I'm annoyed at Jackson Dart, and I'm annoyed at the ongoing nature of it, and look, I mean, I appreciate all you guys being very interested. It's very good for our business. I love all of you. In some ways, I kind of go, eh, whatever. I mean, the longer he waits, he's just harming himself. Oh, wherever he goes.
It's his prerogative to wait as long as he wants. I mean, for that matter.
I guess my point is, if he's not daily doing the, hey, where am I going to go
thing.
Then if he's doing that, I go, okay, come on. But if you've gone silent, whatever. Have at it. Feel free.
Well, it's like I talked to someone yesterday who had talked to someone at OU on the staff. Okay? And they're still talking to them. They said they didn't sense any urgency. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. That doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't end today, that he doesn't go to Ole Miss today. Because you know this, we've seen – these are professional salespeople. They don't take no for an answer just like, hey, no, I'm not coming. Okay, cool. All right, well, best of luck to you. They keep going. So the fact that they haven't told Oklahoma, hey, we're not coming – doesn't mean that they're not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
there's just a just kind of, it was to me that what was interesting about that was their perception in Norman that there was no, and I think they were sort of intrigued by it, that there was no sense of urgency. Like the exact words were, if this were a normal recruitment, we would think this is where it was starting. We wouldn't think we were close to the end. We would think we were closer to the beginning of, you know, building the relationship, the courtship, all that stuff.
And obviously, I mean, trust it and believe it. But in some ways, isn't that kind of weird? I mean, all the visits have been taken. Like,
it's one of those things where if you
it just mean it like went, okay, well, now.
Well, if you're not in a position to need to give an ultimatum, you don't give an ultimatum, right? You don't say, hey, man, now or never, if it's not really now or never. And at OU, for example, it's not now or never. If Jackson Dart goes, hey, I can't decide, and then in June tells OU, I'm coming, they go, okay, cool. Welcome to the quarterback room. Right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to cut your nose off in spite of your face there. There's not the sense of urgency there that maybe there is or isn't here. Listen, we're the ones that are saying there's urgency. I don't know what Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss Jr. think. I don't know whether they think, hey, we've got a quarterback. Maybe they think we've got two quarterbacks. Maybe they know they've got another kid coming. I mean, Jack Abraham probably going to be there in June. Maybe they think, hey, we got three quarterbacks. We're good. Maybe they view Jackson Dart as a luxury and not a necessity. I don't know. I'm not in their heads when they go shopping.
And now this news on Abraham that he can't transfer until the summer does bring up some complications because he's going to get some other offers. He was going to have to turn down offers to stay here.
He is. For the summer. He's taking an official visit to Austin Peay this weekend. But I talked to his dad today. I'd be surprised if Jack doesn't give the seventh year go at Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. I'd be surprised. And he's in Oxford. He can go over there and watch practice. He can sort of take mental reps. I mean, it's not a total
loss. How many people in college football have lettered at Ole Miss, State, and Southern Miss? Would he be the only one?
You're asking me a question.
Well, I know. It's more rhetorical. Okay. I wasn't expecting you to go, well, you know, in 1951. I mean, I'm just – there can't be a long list of that. It's fairly incredible, should it happen. No, I don't use the same starting word on Wordle every time because I'm a little competitive, and if I send it to someone, I don't want them to get clues off of my word.
So am I the only person that's not done this yet?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a word game. You get one a day. And
gotcha.
It keeps up with your score over time.
Is it fun?
It's a mental exercise. So you get six. It's six lines. You put in a five-letter word, and if a letter turns green, it's in the right place of the word you're trying to find. If it's yellow, the letter is in the word, but it's in the wrong place. And you process elimination five-letter words until you figure out the word. And
is there like a timer on you?
No, you just get six guesses.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you do. You get six guesses.
Gotcha.
Yeah, if you get it in two, you got pretty lucky. Like, I feel like three is the number where there's some skill involved. Because you could give the first word and get nothing. And it's like, well, okay, now I'm having to start over. Like, and that's just buzzard luck. I mean, that's not whatever. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Give it a shot. We'll see how it goes.
Is it like an app on your phone? Is that what you do?
No, you just go to like, it's a website. It's like you just Google it or like have it saved as a bookmark or whatever.
Gotcha. Okay.
Typically, we'll get up and do it first 30 minutes to an hour in the morning, just take a few minutes
and
knock it out. But yeah, as they're saying today, like the strategy of do you find the perfect word to start because you want the right number of vowels and consonants and everything, or do you move it around and switch it up a little bit? So, okay, anyway.
All right.
Yeah, whatever, all over the place. So, I found this story interesting. This is from The Athletic, and headline is... Secrets of the college football transfer portal. There's definitely tampering going on. Well, yeah, duh. They lead with this, which is the standout running back from a Group of Five program got an unsolicited sale from call from a coach at a Power 5 program. The coach made a promise. Come here and we can make sure you make the most of your name, image, and likeness. And he put a number on it, $200,000. The problem, this particular running back wasn't one of the more 1,000 FBS scholarship football players who entered his name in the portal during the past year. It's a reality, a Group of Five assistant told The Athletic. Tampering is going on right now. Well, duh, of course it is. And, of course, it's being used in that way from an NIL and an amount of money. Some pretty exorbitant amounts, frankly, from that standpoint.
How much? Give me some numbers that were exorbitant.
Well, I mean, 200 grand for a Group of Five running back is pretty big.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
That's a big number. Wide receiver out of high school, 200,000 that I'm aware of. Kentucky's name's in this a couple of times. This is where I'm at. Okay, sorry. I was trying to find the place because I'd scrolled up to read the headline instead of. The problem they have is that coming up with a solution, coming up with windows to try to hem this in, all these things are problems because the NCAA at this point has been so hesitant to do anything to limit a player's ability to move around or to. They frankly started losing court cases and went, crap, we can't do anything. We're just letting the player run wild in a lot of ways. That is what's happened in the NCAA. I mean, it's actually very similar, except a much larger scale and more important, to the 11.7 baseball argument because their thing is, well, hey, if we do that, we're hurting more kids in their minds because we're limiting the ability – or, sorry, not the 11.7, the ability to take lottery scholarships in as scholarships, the excess stuff.
Okay.
So what it says here, though, I found this kind of interesting – and The Athletic polled a bunch of people at the convention in San Antonio earlier, or I guess last month, or not earlier this month, said that the NCAA basically said there's not a whole lot we can do about it unless we restrict a player's ability to do something. A Group of Five assistant said they're caught between a rock and a hard place. I don't have a lot of good solutions. This is my 19th year in coaching, and this is the most uncertain and uneasy I've ever felt in the direction we're headed. One suggestion the committee pitched to calm some of the transfer chaos is giving players a two-month window after the regular season and after the spring semester to enter the portal. This is what I like, which would better allow a coach to project their numbers and fill them through recruiting or backfilling in the portal. In the sport's current state, an entire position group could depart for any reason to leave a gaping hole in any roster. Another possible solution, and this will never happen, keeping the scholarship count at 85, but requiring two-thirds of those scholarships to be players signed out of high school. It's an interesting thing. I don't see any way that actually gains traction. You would have Group of Five teams say yes, but the Power Five is going to go, oh, come on. That's a level of legislation that...
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
You think that's a possible one?
I mean, okay, let's... Without getting completely stuck on that number...
Okay.
I can tell you that there are a lot of coaches out there. Here was the example that was given to me yesterday. I was actually talking to a college coach about this. Coaches are looking around and they're like, okay, how attractive would a job be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they look at is what the roster looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the biggest reason that Lane Kiffin picked Ole Miss over Arkansas.
Correct.
Is the roster at the time looked better in Oxford than it did in Fayetteville in his eyes. They're like, you know, if you've got a coach that's your predecessor there who leaves for another opportunity and the roster is half portal, it's got gaping holes in it. Don't want it. Not interested. And they're saying that's happening. They're projecting that that's going to happen around the country and that there are more coaches than you think who are like, we've got to get a control on this portal.
Sure.
And there's – to do it, it's got to be legislated.
Yeah, well, yeah, 100%.
And so, and there are concerns among, look, most college coaches played football. Most college football players played high school football.
Mm-hmm.
There is a concern about the sport right now. The socioeconomics of football at the high school level are changing. A lot of people don't like to admit that, but they are. And there's a concern among football people, and I think this is legitimate. I'm curious to get your thoughts on it. There's a concern among football people that if you de-incentivize high school football, you will reduce the number of people who play. There are people who play football in the way that you'll go to a travel baseball tournament and talk to the parents. Why are you here? You don't hear, well, he just loves baseball. He wants to get a D1 scholarship. He wants to play college. You get a lot of high school football players that view high school football as a path to college football. Whether that's realistic or not is not your perception reality conversation. If you take some of that away, the quality of that pool goes down. And right now, where we're headed in this deal today is an inevitability of guys who 5 years ago would have ended up playing at places like Ole Miss and Mississippi State and Auburn and Arkansas, etc. Those kids now will end up at Middle Tennessee and ULM and South Alabama. And the kids who 5 years ago would have ended up at Middle Tennessee or South Alabama or whatever won't have opportunities.
Yeah, are there even another level now? And the trickle
are there, now they're going to Lipscomb and Millsaps.
Yeah.
Or they're not going anywhere. That you are eliminating opportunities and that there is a wall that you crash into. And I do think there's a thought among some coaches that we need to control this. There's too much drug available. We need to limit the amount of drug that we can take. Because listen, we've not talked about this really.
Sure.
But the Lane Kiffin approach to taking half of your roster and making it the portal, it is dangerous. That is a dangerous way to build your program. Because what happens if you have 1 year where you're not attractive in the portal? 1 year where you lose in the portal.
Your roster's decimated. At least in certain position groups.
Your roster's decimated, and now you only have two choices to fix it. You either go all in on the drug and go all portal to fix it, or you have to rebuild in a brutal league. I mean, we don't talk about it because, frankly, even discussing the possibility that something Kiffin is doing is dangerous is off limits with the fan base right now. So we don't do it. But I can tell you in the real world, people are going, that's interesting what's happening there. I mean, I've hinted at it in 10 Thoughts. People said, hey, man, he might be cutting
edge. When it's right, God, it's right.
He might be cutting edge, and he might be wrecking the program. Nobody really knows, and he's not doing it yet. But if he does go in a five-year cycle, let's say Kiffin stays at Ole Miss for the next 4 years, and he does follow through on what I think some people think he's going to do, which is half of each class in the
program. Yeah, I had a pretty good source this week tell me that is not a one-year thing. They believe that to be the MO moving forward.
Yes. I mean, I've heard a specific number on how many high school seniors they plan to sign next year. Let's put it this way. It's not 25.
No.
It's not even quite half of 25. And if that's the case, you're rolling dice. If you do that for 4 years, so play that out for 4 years, that's half of your roster is portal, half of your roster is high school. And I realize there are different kinds of portal. There's the 1 year. You bring a kid in, a grad kind of guy or whatever, for 1 year to plug a hole. And then there's the guy that you bring in after 1 year who's got 4 years of eligibility left. So the portal's not a homogenous thing. But it's risky. Yeah. And anybody who tries to act like it's not risky, you're not being realistic.
And yeah, look, the three-year guy is worth his weight in gold. But that's kind of the point. You can't guarantee the number of three-year guys that are SEC capable.
Well, and the three-year guy that's worth his weight in gold, it has a lot of competition.
Yeah, he's so essentially the same as the kid out of high school that's the five-star.
So how realistic is it that you're going to win 11 of those a year? It's not. It's not realistic. It's simply not realistic. Mm-hmm. And so you are creating, by doing that, you are creating some roster issues. Now, that doesn't mean it's not the right way to go. This is not an indictment of Kiffin's strategy. It's what I've said all along. I feel like I'm watching an experiment in real time. But if you're going to properly discuss what he's doing, you and he's not the only one. if you're going to properly discuss what he's doing, you do have to acknowledge the risk that's involved. It is kind of careening around the mountain without a parachute.
Yeah, you have a higher hit rate as far as they're going to be successful at that level because you've seen so much more from them.
Yes.
But at the same time, you have to get them and you have to balance the number of years of eligibility they have remaining.
But my point is, I think I've made it, is he's not the only person that goes, okay, this guy has 3 years of eligibility left. That makes him more valuable. Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever going to go, football coaches are the smartest people in the world. At the same time, I don't think anybody's ever going to say they can't figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just risk. It's interesting. That's all.
Very interesting.
I mean, it's an interesting philosophy.
Yeah, we're watching a hypothesis play out.
Yeah, and there are people who are watching it going, I don't know. I don't know that I could gamble like that.
Yeah.
And there are people watching it that are going, this is interesting because it might be cutting edge.
Well, there's one of the thoughts to that. It's like a community mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're going to local underwriting and understand your market. A leader in condo financing, the float down option, and more. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
We're also brought to you by Lamon's Fine Jewelry. They're located at 1126 North Lamar Boulevard in Oxford, serving the Oxford area for almost 75 years. Engagement rings, wedding rings, fine jewelry, pearls, fashion jewelry, children's jewelry, collectibles, and more. It's the gold standard in fine jewelry. Visit them at lamonsfinejewelry.com or I'll call them at 662-234-2777. We'll have hand-raised guys tonight. That's brought to you by Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. Different names, same great products and services. If you live in Oxford, Tupelo, or the surrounding area, call Comer, 662-801-1777. If you live in Hernando, Memphis, or the surrounding area, 662-429-4429. College Corner is your one-stop Rebel shop. Two locations in the Jackson area in Ridgeland. It's next to Fleet Feet. In Flowood, it's next to Half Shell. If you don't live in Jackson, it's okay. Go to collegecornerstore.com. Plus, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Whether you're tailgating in Oxford or homegating with friends and family, the College Corner has you covered for game day with the largest selection of Rebel gear in central Mississippi. And we're brought to you by Pinnacle. We'll have a Mind on My Money, I think, later today. That's brought to you by Pinnacle. They are based in Madison, Mississippi. Clients in 24 states. Advisors in multiple states. Detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much more at Pinnacle. And we're brought to you by John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. If you're thinking about traveling, get in touch with John. Just give him some parameters and a budget. He will give you options. And know this, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or jedwards@regencytravel.net. And we're brought to you by OPA, Oxford's newest restaurant on the historic square. Euros, wraps, kebabs, redfish, lamb chops, and more. Handcrafted cocktails, frozen libations, an amazing candlelit patio. All of that at 306 South Lamar, just south of the Square Courthouse in Oxford.
I guess that's brought to you by Nick's Tan and Associates. It's nickstanoxford.com, 662-281-1200. So let them help you out on the buy side or the sell side of real estate here in Oxford and Lafayette County. Lita Weiss, Keith Graham, their team of associates are people you can trust in the real estate game. There's a thread on our board right now of just the insane situation with real estate really everywhere, but here as well. So again, 662-281-1200 or nickstanoxford.com. Talking about in the stream, I'm not talking about that the hit rate is not much higher with portal guys. If it hits, you're golden every single year. It just puts stress on you to hit constantly.
Yes.
You can't have the 1 year where you don't, and then two, you need the multi-year guys. How many of those are there? You got to hit on all those. And then three, Ole Miss is 10-2. Your portal success at 10-2 is different than your portal success at 6-6 or 7-5. And I'm not saying you're going to be 7-5 next year. I'm just saying that's another level to it as well.
But you could, you could look at next season, for example, and you could easily forecast a scenario where they don't have a lot of momentum at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And because the schedule's just brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden recruiting portal guys to that without the excitement becomes a little more difficult.
Yeah.
And when you don't have the huge NIL numbers that other – because, again, the kid that is leaving and has 3 years to play and everyone's evaluating him the same way, he's going to have multiple opportunities. You're just not going to win 10 or 11 of those guys a year. You're just not. You see that now. Ole Miss didn't win 10 or 11 of those guys this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and again, though, people get defensive. I'm not saying he's wrong. He might, and I've said this every single time, he might be absolutely cutting edge at a place like this. But let's say, and let's play this out, okay? He stays four more years at this number and then leaves. Goes to the NFL or to wherever. The next guy looks at your roster and goes, all right, how much of that roster is base?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can only bring in 32 in a year, according to the current legislation. Could you have a year where you've built up such a number where you have this mass exodus of players and suddenly you're almost on probation at that point? That's the concern.
This is the other deal, too, is when you're only taking 12 high school kids, it's been mentioned by a couple people on the thread, you better hit on all of them. Your burden is almost more making sure the high school kids pan out.
Yeah.
Because you can't have misevaluations on half the high school kids, and then suddenly there's no depth through your program from that standpoint.
And there's a chemistry element to this, too, that's interesting. And I'm not saying it's wrong.
What I'm saying, I had this written down to mention when we came out of break, is what it is giving Ole Miss is, frankly, and look, Ole Miss has recruited at a high level before. They've put top 10 classes multiple times in the last 10 years. But so far in the Kiffin area, they have not gotten to that level yet. They have not won a lot of high-profile high school recruiting battles. Frankly, Tywan Malone's the only one off the top of my head.
I'm not sure they've won any.
Yeah, I think that's the only one off the top of my head as far as a top whatever player. It's giving them a better chance at an elite player in the portal than they're getting for this level at the high school thing right now.
For sure, and I think that's how he's looking at it.
Yeah. Yeah, it has worked to this point. I'm not arguing that. I feel like we're all having the same conversation in different ways and disagreeing when I don't think anybody's disagreeing.
Well, it's
it
to
just
my point.
Puts an
right
angle
now,
on you
right
now.
Now with this fan base, you simply – it's why people go, how come you guys don't say everything you hear? Because it's just you can't. Right now there's the buy – and this is good for Ole Miss. Right now the fan buy-in is so high that he's kind of untouchable. And I'm not even trying to touch, if you will. I'm not trying to criticize. It's just evaluating it. And people say, what do you hear when you talk to other people? They look at it and go, boy, that's a risky approach. Like Brian Kelly's doing it at LSU this year, but he's already publicly gone, we're not doing this again next year. This is not the path.
He said that.
Yeah. You know, Saban, they get to do Alabama's thing, which is, we'll just wait for the portal to shake out. We'll take three or four of the best 10 players, and off we go. But they're going to continue to build their program the same way they always have.
Mm-hmm.
Because it works. You don't see Georgia bringing in 11 portal guys. They don't have to. So it's just interesting.
Let's see. Do you have any quick thoughts on last night?
Not really. I mean, just looking at the numbers, and I wrote a story on this. It's at rebelgrove.com. If you look at the numbers, and the things that stick out for Ole Miss is very simple. It's what we've talked about all along, all season. On Monday night, they made buckets. They made, 74% of their shots in the second half, and they won. Last night, they didn't do that. Last night in the second half, they made 33.3% of their shots, 9 of 27, 3 of 10 from 3. Arkansas did better than that, 11 of 25, 4 of 7 from 3. I mean, Ole Miss was competitive in every single thing. Ole Miss won the rebounds 33 to 31. Both teams committed 14 turnovers, so that was even. Ole Miss went 13 of 13 from the free throw line. Arkansas went 8 of 12, so they outscored them at the free throw line by 5. By the way, kudos to the officials when there's just 25 foul shots. That means you did a pretty decent job of letting them play. Ole Miss and Arkansas both had 12 points off turnovers. Ole Miss outscored Arkansas in the paint. Ole Miss outscored Arkansas in second half baskets, second half points, fast break points, bench points. Ole Miss's problem, Chase, is they just can't shoot. They can't finish at the rim. They don't shoot the three ball well. For the game, Ole Miss was 4 for 18 from 3. It's 22.2%. Arkansas was 8 for 18 from 3. That's 44.4%. Arkansas shot 48% from the field. Ole Miss shot 34.5% from the field. Arkansas's two best players, J.D. Notte and Jalen Williams, combined for 47 points. Ole Miss's two best players, Matthew Morrell and Deshaun Ruffin, combined for 24 points. It's about putting – it's a game that's decided by putting the ball in the basket, and Ole Miss is just not good at that. And it makes it where their margin for error is just so thin. They've won two league games now. They beat Mississippi State at home on a night when everybody played terrific offense, and they beat Florida at home on a night when they basically just didn't miss.
Mm-hmm.
Every other game, they've just come short. And a lot of times it's depth. Last night it wasn't depth. Last night Arkansas played, of their five starters, four played at least 35 minutes and 48 seconds. The other, Stanley Umude, played 18:38. Devontae Davis came off the bench and played 23 minutes. Kamani Johnson played 7 minutes and change, and Chris Likes played 1 minute. So it's not depth. It's, they lack scorers.
They said they can't score. It's been a continuing problem for, frankly, much of the era.
Yes. Yes, if you're being real, they just can't score. And when you can't score, it's hard. And they're 2-6 in the league, and there weren't a lot of people there last night. There wasn't a great atmosphere. You know, and like we talk about portal, just being real here, the end of this season, there's going to be a lot of talk about Ole Miss and the portal in basketball. If you're Ole Miss, you got to worry about the portal.
Make sure you don't lose one of your guys.
I mean, people out there are looking around going, boy, Matthew Morrell would help my team. You know his AAU coach? I mean, just being real, at the end of the season, there's no way that a couple of people haven't gotten a message to Matthew Morrell. Hey, listen, if you hop in the portal, you got a spot at X.
Mm-hmm.
To your tampering thing. That tampering happens.
Yeah.
So your roster gets tampered while you're tampering. That's got to be the kind of the concern. It's Arkansas's not a good team. They're not a bad team, but they're not a good team. You don't watch Arkansas and go, whoa, they could make a tournament run. No. Frankly, they look like a team that gets beat in the first round of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, Note's a really good player. Trey Wade's a good defender. I thought he did a good job last night. He plays a lot, gave him 10 points. Jalen Williams is a really good player. We talked, but they've got some tools to work with, but that's not some deep, powerful roster. But their playmakers got put the ball in the basket more than your playmakers did. And that's kind of a consistent theme.
Not a whole lot of interesting stuff around the league last night. Tennessee knocking off Florida 78-71. Rough week for Mike White and the Gators. They
really
went 12-8. Tennessee 14-5 in that one.
Then his team kind of lost its cool in the handshake line.
Oh, really?
Wasn't a great look. And that, it's going to get tenuous at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
There.
LSU beating A&M 70-64, so that's three in a row for the Aggies, I think, from a loss standpoint.
A&M kind of let that game get away in the last 2 minutes. They, three games in a row now, Kentucky, Arkansas, LSU, that they could have won.
Lost all three.
But they didn't win.
Yeah. So 15-5 A&M, 16-4 LSU. And then in the game that was a couple of duds from a record standpoint, South Carolina and Vanderbilt, 70-61 in this one, the Gamecocks over the Commodores.
Oh, really?
I tell you, they're not good, and like they're not scaring anybody from a tournament standpoint, but Carolina's okay. They're 12-7, 3-4. I mean, they're okay.
I've said this week after week fine. In 10 Thoughts, they're going to pop someone's bubble.
Yeah, they're fine.
In a way, I won't be surprised if Ole Miss pops somebody's bubble, because when they put it together, they're on a given night.
They hit a night. They hit a shot.
Yeah. But it's the consistency to do it. I mean, credit to Arkansas. I just got through saying they're not very good, and I don't think they are, but
they've won 5 in a row.
They've won 5 league games in a row, and that speaks – it speaks to their toughness. I do think they play with a toughness that a lot of teams would like to emulate.
So, Kansas State, sorry, Saturday's opponent, again, 3 o'clock for that one. They were in Waco last night and got beat 74-49 last night by the Bears. So,
oh.
Wildcats coming to Oxford, losers of 2 straight. They had won in Austin. They beat Texas, who was ranked 23rd at the time, 66-65 a week ago. But since then, they blew the lead against Kansas, lost 78-75 at home, and then lost 74-49 to Baylor last night in Waco.
Give me a crowd prediction Saturday.
What was last night?
What'd they announce? Let's see. I don't even see it on the box. Wait, yeah, they did. They announced 6-6. Feels very generous.
Actual bodies in seats Saturday, 4.
Okay.
What do you think?
About right.
Something like that.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm being negative today. I'm not trying to be. That becomes a storyline moving forward if you can't get momentum and get wins.
Mm-hmm.
Because next week they're all on the road. The next home game's after Saturday's Alabama, I think February the 9th.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. I've got Ole Miss's schedule for the next couple of weeks. Kansas State, then they go at LSU. It'd be tough. At Florida, actually gettable. Florida's, woo. Alabama at home. At Missouri. Missouri playing better. Frankly, they're playing a lot better lately. South Carolina at home. At Georgia. At Auburn. Texas A&M at home, at Kentucky, Vanderbilt at home.
Okay. So, whatever.
Hartman.
What?
He made a joke.
Oh. Oh, that was funny, actually. Credit to you there. We ran over this the other day. Obviously, it hasn't changed any. That does become a huge game for Arkansas against West Virginia at home on Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I haven't pulled up.
That's fairly big. Feels like Florida has a game against Oklahoma State. They just have to win. It's in Gainesville on Saturday. Oklahoma State 10-9 on the season.
I don't think there's any question they do.
That's a must win.
Here, I'll get you conference.
A&M has got to beat South Carolina in College Station on Saturday.
So here's where we are in the net right now. Auburn 6, Kentucky's 9, LSU's 10, Tennessee's 11. Alabama, even though they lost to Georgia, they're just 24. They're in good shape. Mississippi State's at 41. Florida's at 45. Arkansas's up to 48. They're feeling better this morning about their spot. Texas A&M's still sitting at 53. They've actually, because of the teams they've played, and this is the strength of the league, the losses haven't killed them. Who they have next? You said South Carolina?
Who?
A&M.
Yes, that's correct. In College Station.
South Carolina's 106. They can't lose that. Vanderbilt is at 90. Carolina's at 106. Ole Miss is down to 124. Mizzou sitting at 156. And Georgia up to 216.
Okay. Yeah.
And I always do this because I think it's interesting.
Yep.
This is why you can't just punt.
Yeah.
Texas is sitting at 16 in the net. Oklahoma is sitting at 32 in the net. Those would be two NCAA tournament teams today.
They would.
So that's what's joining your league. That's what you add to the competition level. at a place like Ole Miss. And those are potential big games when those teams come to town. That's if you're not filling your arena, that's money that you're throwing away when Texas comes to town and they play in front of 4,700 people.
So this is interesting because I thought it would be an Ole Miss advantage here, especially at home. And we'll do this out of the break a little more. KenPom has Ole Miss at 121, and they have they're giving Ole Miss only a 42% chance against Kansas State on Saturday.
Really?
That's a really low number. That surprises me a little bit. Although I think they are getting hammered. I know it's just one game, but I think that Missouri loss has taken their metrics and thrown them all to hell because that's a 25-point home loss to Missouri.
Yeah.
I think
it was the eye-opener, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're I think that's affecting it, so. Podcast brought to you in part by Northeast Spark, NESPARC 100 Mbps. They have that with the Ignite package or the Blaze, the one gig that powers the Clark Ford studio. I've got it at home as well. Your hometown team bringing you world-class broadband. That's NESpark.com, 662-238-3159. Phone service available, parental controls, network security, a wireless mesh extender, and much more. So call the office for details. Get the best internet in Oxford and Lafayette County. Again, NESpark.com, 662-238-3159.
We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles, great lease deals as well. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. Brought to you by Whitney McNutt, Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtors, serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo. Condos, land, commercial, residential, family homes. You can reach her at 662-567-2573 or 662-842-3844. What are your goals for 2022? Does your company need hard-to-find talent to meet these goals? Maybe you're personally seeking a career change. Let this be your year to make the change, and your first step needs to be to contact Service Specialist Employment Agency. They're the oldest employment agency in Mississippi. They recruit in all industries. Remember, there's nothing to lose by reaching out. No cost to you as a candidate. Everything is kept confidential. Service Specialist wishes you and your company a successful 2022. You can contact them at 662-832-5138. And we're brought to you by The Rogue. It's your destination for fine men's clothing. They're stylist hand-select pieces from top designers. From work to lifestyle to nightlife, there's the perfect something for everyone at The Rogue. All the best items from Peter Millar, Martin Dingman, Jack Victor, Halsey, True Grit, and more. 4450 I-55 North in Jackson or therogue.com. Don't just accept what you see, but imagine something new. Step forward and chase after a better version of yourself. Every day, Corinth Dental is helping people reinvent themselves one smile at a time. Dr. Bubba McQueen, Dr. Jenny Beth Hendrick are devoted to restoring and enhancing the natural beauty of your smile using conservative, state-of-the-art procedures, including Invisalign. These clear aligners are the virtually invisible way, I should say, to improve your smile. So call Corinth Dental today for a no-cost digital scan of your teeth. Let them show you the way to a straighter, healthier smile. 12 months, no interest, no down payment financing available at CorinthDental.com. And we're brought to you by Bell & Grove. Based out of Chattanooga, Daryl Oliver and Evan Dial built Bell & Grove, a logistics provider with more than 35 years of transportation industry experience. Bell & Grove specializes in domestic freight movement throughout the continental U.S. They can navigate through supply chain issues while also leaning on their partner carriers to get the most competitive rate possible for their customers. In addition, Bell & Grove can help customers design a custom solution for their shipping needs. Whether your business is in need of moving a truckload, a partial shipment, or a flatbed, Bell & Grove can accommodate you. They provide both air and ground expedited services for customers who need to move product quickly. For more information, call Daryl Oliver at 865-672-6557.
Not unsurprising, Ben Roethlisberger announced his retirement today. See that. Josh Allen says he will not be playing in the Pro Bowl. Also not a surprise.
No.
Not even a little bit.
No.
He can just go to Hawaii if he would like to go to Hawaii. In the Pro Bowl to do it. Still in Hawaii?
It's in Vegas this year.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. The more you know.
I mean, if Josh Allen wants to go to Vegas, he can go to
Vegas.
Yeah, he's got the money.
He said he would like to allow his body time to heal, that he has some bumps and bruises and needs to recover.
That's what I would do. Yeah. If I'm Buffalo Bills, I don't want him.
No.
Someone roll into him or something. No, of course not.
I mean, it's a hit and giggle, but still.
No, go to your Go to the beach.
Yeah, go disappear for a little while.
Yeah, soak in some rays. Take your mind off of it. Let your body heal. Come back and get ready for another run at it.
Yeah. Shrapnel everywhere in the message board post, but I mentioned last night Mike Bianco is going to coach Team USA this summer as the head coach. I will say this, and again, I'm not getting into the other. I'm just not in the mood right now. We speak of portal and things, though. Ole Miss has Jack Washburn from Oregon State. There is a benefit to having your head coach as the head coach of Team USA, considering how transfer-heavy college sports is right now, that players play on a team over a summer and maybe get a little bit of a wild hair.
Yes.
Just saying. That's a positive.
I'm,
there is no negative.
I'm not in the mood to do this. Yeah. So I'm not. And we're not even, I mean, we're not even to the middle of February. Doing it now
they
feels.
They start practice in about 52 hours.
That's their first official practice?
That is correct, yeah. Friday at, I don't know, 2 o'clock-ish.
Yeah.
Come, give it a minute. Just give it a minute, okay? That's all I'm saying. So,
is it okay for me to admit out loud that I've never dreaded a baseball season more?
You haven't. I was like ducking when I hit publish yesterday. I was like, I'm going to go away now. Y'all have it. I'll come back in a few hours. And it's not even like that everybody's – it's just everybody has an opinion. Like, there is no apathy. There's no apathy right now at all.
Well, no, that's true.
There's no apathy.
That is true.
Everybody's very invested with very much an opinion. So, it's all good. Yeah, Packers OC to the new Broncos head coach. Saw that.
Saw that. And Aaron Rodgers could follow. They are close.
Sure.
If you're Aaron Rodgers, you wouldn't mind a new landing spot, right?
No, not at all.
It hasn't worked. You've done your part, and it just hasn't worked.
You think you classified as hasn't worked?
Yeah.
Overall?
You're either playing for the big silver trophy or you're not at this point for them. Right. I mean, I don't. Hey,
yeah, frankly, he hadn't played very well the last 2 years those games.
But he hadn't had help either.
Well, he's been mad about that for a while now.
I mean, you know, NFC North champions probably doesn't.
Not get doing it for him.
It's probably not putting a lot of salve in the wound.
Because, yeah, nobody's arguing they can't beat the Lions, the Bears, and the Vikings.
No, they've established that. Yeah. It's can you get out of the playoffs? It's like Dallas right now. Winning the NFC East is not, yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
Yeah, you got throttled in your first
place. You're going to have to show me more than that. I mean, the Rams are a win away from,
yeah. Just getting there.
It's just.
Now they need to win one.
For Buffalo here soon. I mean.
Time to go.
It's time. You only get to play with house money for a certain amount. Like the Bengals, we've established that. The Bengals have house money this weekend. Here's a bunch of chips. If you lose them, ain't no big deal. We're going to give you more chips at the end of this.
Oh, they're completely.
Yeah, they get to just. And in fact, if their game plan's not kind of crazy, I'm disappointed.
Take a shot. Be stupid.
Yeah. Oh. You're a 7-point dog against the. Probably Super Bowl favorite right now. Take a shot.
If Ole Miss makes Omaha, there's no change, no matter what. I don't care if they go 0-2. They get there. There's no movement.
Your acceptance of just mediocrity is beyond me.
Yeah.
Pitiful. Either ride it. Or get out. National championship or bust, damn it.
Look, I said they might kill each other, but the line I've been doing for a while is you take all the people who think, oh no, like it could be much worse and it's good, and the pro people, and you give them like an hour and you go, God, you got to build a statue. I mean, you got like whatever. And you talk to the Antonio, and go, God, how does he have a job anywhere? Like, how is he not coaching ICC right now? Like, there is nothing in the middle. It's just
it's like the current political environment. It's either far right or far left, and there's nobody in the middle. There's nobody that can.
Well, it's like, and it's not right or left. I love the meme they show occasionally you find on the internet where it's the guy who was completely in the middle, like 20 years ago, and he's standing there and he's like reaching out and touching both sides, and now he's like looking around and they're like, and he hasn't moved, he's but everybody else has gone miles apart, yeah. And he's like, holy,
yeah, what happened? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway. Whew. I still have not seen anything official on any movement from Caleb Williams, so I'm not anticipating anything today. If it happens, great, but I don't know.
No, and the two stories that people kind of referenced were, when you go look at them, there's not a lot of meat on those bones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just kind of like someone found an enrollment thing, and yet...
That doesn't mean anything.
No.
That means absolutely nothing.
No, nothing at all.
Yeah. You could do that at 10 places.
Yeah.
It's a $65 application fee or something. It's going to be all right.
Right.
Yeah. So that's where that stands. All right. Hope to welcome all you guys back tonight. Bring some topics because we're probably going to be out of gas a little bit.
Jeffrey Wright will join us at about 7:20. Okay. Again, we might be 10 minutes late starting tonight. Might start on time. I don't know. We'll, hopefully you'll get your notification, but chance we're a little late. But we'll get Jeffrey on. We'll talk. There's some people that want to talk about the Penny Hardaway deal from last week,
yeah,
which was only a week ago.
That was only a week ago. We saw it just as we were closing last Thursday.
So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk some NFL playoffs.
Just stuff.
Stuff. Yeah. We'll just chat with Jeffrey, and then we'll take your calls on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So have a good day. We'll see you back tonight. Hope everyone enjoys whatever it is to bring. Talk to you then. I don't know.